T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, and it has been a minute since we've done this thing live. Of course, the podcast has been rolling, but between vacation, Hawks playing on Wednesdays, the NCAA tournament had a Wednesday night broadcast that we carried. Haven't been able to hang out with you all live, so glad to be doing so. Of course, this is our weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports here in Georgia, of course, nationally. If it makes sense, we'll talk about it. And real quick, give you your Braves update. They just walk it off. I did not see who that was at bat, but it looked like Ronald was on second. Ronald Acuña Jr. was on second, so he was the scoring run. Again, was looking, not looking up at the TV to see who actually, it looks like it was Michael Harris. Michael Harris, the second, looks like drove in Ronnie. So Braves pick up the win, 4-3 in the, they went into extra innings, one extra inning, so in the 10th. So congratulations to the Bravos. And if you have not heard real quick as well, in NBA playoffs, Celtics fall tonight to the Heat. Your final score in that one, 111-101. I was actually watching a good bit of that game early, and it was back and forth. I was really surprised at how close Miami was keeping things. Honestly thought Boston at some point would pull away, but obviously they weren't able to do so. And then OKC and the Pelicans underway. OKC with a 5-point lead currently, about 3:20 to go here in the first quarter of that one. So that's on that. And, of course, we'll be getting you ready for the NFL draft. Tomorrow is the day. And so much on what the Falcons will do. We'll run down our draft coverage that will be beginning tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike Conti, Dave Archer, Wes Durham. They'll kick things off at 7:30, and I'll give you the rest of the rundown on how things will be going here in a little while, because, again, this is our weekly look into the world of high school sports here in Georgia. Got my guy Sonny holding me down on the other side of the glass there. Sonny, it's been a minute. How you been?
Been wonderful, man. Been wonderful.
Good deal, man. Well, it's good to see you, and let's have some fun, man. If you're ready, bro, we can go ahead and do what we always kind of like to get into around this time as we get ready for some shout-outs and some accolades, and that is the Prep Roundup. Coming up here in a second.
Let's go, let's go!
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so didn't get a chance to do, well, I take that back. Did do some shout-outs and accolades on the podcast, but finally get a chance to do some live ones. Real quick, want to give a shout-out to the Hillgrove track and field team, the boys 4x200 relay team setting a new school record this past week. 126-53. The boys were flying. Shouts out to Maynard Jackson Baseball. Head coach Desmond Stiegel named the 5A Region Coach of the Year, or Region 5 Coach of the Year. And then also one of the players from the Jaguars, Canadius Davis, named Player of the Year. Roswell Hornets, matter of fact, we're going to try to see. I'm going to reach out to Coach Wallace, see if we can get him on. But congratulations to him. He was named the 5A, 6A Coach of the Year. And then one of his players, Ezra Moore, reaching 200 career points. And then Osborne football name, or soccer, I should say, girls soccer, naming a new head coach, Phil Sandifer. Coach Sandifer had previously coached at stints at Campbell, Woodland, South Cobb, and Wheeler. Westminster boys lacrosse, Connor Hodgson, reaching 200 career points. And then finally, Whitfield Academy baseball head coach Mike Shaheen, reaching 300 career wins. So congratulations to all of you. And if you missed any of the shout-outs and accolades over the past few weeks, you can download the Odyssey app, go to Nights and Weekends, catch Prep Sports Nation there, where you will hear a ton of those shout-outs and accolades. All right, looking back at the week, it wasn't really slow because, again, got a chance to check out some tennis to kick off the week. Shouts out to Riverwood boys. They opened up the state championship tournament with a really big win in their first round. They actually took on Woodward, I think, yesterday. But we're going to get into the tennis playoffs, all the playoffs, in fact, coming up in just a little while. So we'll let you know how they fared on yesterday. But also checked out Campbell, who's actually Campbell boys soccer. They should be probably wrapping up about now in their second round matchup that they had tonight, but got a chance to see them open up the playoffs with let me tell you something. That match there, they win it, 2-1 in overtime, but the overtime period started 30 minutes late because as regulation came to an end, a lightning strike. So that's an automatic 30 minutes delay. So I ended up getting out of there like after 11 p.m., but it's all good. We'll let you know how they did tonight as well, because, again, they should be wrapping up pretty soon. On Friday, boys lacrosse action. Got a chance to check out a phenomenal matchup. Wesleyan Wolves, Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans. This is a boys matchup. Fantastic finish, man. Comes down to the wire literally last 2 seconds. Wesleyan picking up the 15-14 win. Nothing on the line. Both teams had already wrapped up their regions. They were both number one seeds heading into the playoffs. So really, it was about bragging rights, a little county rivalry there. But afterwards, caught up with both head coaches. Wesleyan getting a first round bye, so they'll be in action either Friday or Saturday this week. But here is Coach Connor Breslin after that win.
Things we talked about early in the season is hurt today to win in May. I mean, we took our lumps in February and March, and we took some losses. Coming back from spring break, we were able to get it rolling and get on this win streak. And to cap off the regular season tonight at a big rival in their house with a win does give us a lot of excitement and momentum headed into the playoffs.
All right, biggest takeaway for you tonight that you guys kind of want to work on as you get ready for Tuesday?
Yeah, team defense, which, you know, I'll tell you, Damon, is usually a strength of ours, being able to slide and recover the ball, and tonight we just laid an egg on it. We had two guys coming back from injuries, so just kind of rebuilding that chemistry there really showed up tonight as a problem, but we will definitely be putting in a lot of work on that next week in practice.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the season, and good luck next week.
Appreciate you.
All right, and again, that was head coach Connor Breslin of the Wesleyan Wolves. Wesleyan will get ready to take on Walker, and again, that will be either Friday or Saturday in the second round of the 1A-4A bracket for boys lacrosse. And then on the other side, GASC, again, they didn't get the win, but nothing on the line for them in this one outside of bragging rights. And listen, this was a matchup in which they were trailing and they went down by as many.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is five, come back and tie the match, and again they lose literally with 2 seconds left on the clock. So it was a lot of momentum for them that head coach Newton Babb spoke about, and how that momentum, despite the loss, you know, it still can help them get ready for the postseason.
It's a really remarkable thing just seeing these guys be resilient together. Phenomenal leadership. It's ironic that tonight was senior night, and one of our three main keys for tonight was to be FURTA seniors. It's something that these boys like to bond over, and we competed. We kind of looked in the mirror at halftime and said, we've got to do more. We're expecting other people to win the game for us. Why not me? You know, it's our time. It's our challenge, and at the end of the day, empty the clip. We got nothing to lose right now. This is a phenomenal program. They're getting us ready for the playoffs. They're going to play Tuesday. We play Tuesday against Lakeside out of Evans. And just really, really blessed and honored that these young men competed. Something I always say is coaches lose games and players win games. That game was on me.
All right, biggest takeaway for you. I know you probably want to watch some film, but yeah. Kind of what jumps out at you the most as far as things you guys want to clean up as you get ready for...
We got to work on our physicality. Defensively, we kind of started the game timid, played timid, and then recognized... If you believe in anything, you can do anything your mind tells you to do. And just, I really want our boys to see the film and watch that. When they push the envelope, when they can compete with anyone. They just have to look hard in the mirror and say, I can do this. Something I've always told them, if you tell yourself you can or you can't, you're always right. And at halftime, we told ourselves that we could do it.
Awesome. Coach, congratulations on the season. Good luck next week.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal program. Tip of the hat to Wesleyan. Great, great competitors.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, and again, great matchup by both of those teams. And GAC, they did not get a bye. They opened up yesterday with a 17-2 win over Lakeside Evans. Up next, for the Spartans, they'll take on, it's going to be a tough one, Blessed Trinity. And again, that will also be either Friday or Saturday this week. And then yesterday, wow, Chamblee and McIntosh, girls soccer, the rematch. All right, real quick, give you a little history. All right, these two teams met in the 2022 state championship tournament. Chamblee would knock McIntosh out. That would also be the year, unfortunately, Chamblee GHSA ruled that they would have to be stripped of the title. And ironically, I think Midtown, or there was some Midtown's tied to this story too. I think Chamblee at some point had lost to Midtown or something, and you know, or no. Anyway, we're going to skip past that because I'm messing it up. Anyway, fast forward to yesterday, and what a physical, tough matchup. Chamblee gets dethroned because Chamblee won last year's state title, and McIntosh knocks him off. McIntosh is moving on to the quarterfinals. Next week for them, they'll take on Loganville. Afterwards, head coach Casey Kreitner talked about the toughness and the physicality of the game and how proud of her girls she was, because they knew Chamblee was going to put up a fight.
Just so, so proud of the team tonight. Chamblee is a powerhouse, and they have been for several years, and we knew that we were going to have to work really hard to be able to walk away with this win. And it was definitely a team effort, and it took a ton of guts, ton of heart, and I'm just really proud of the way the girls were able to pull it out.
All right. Talk about the toughness of the girls in the sense of it was a very physical match tonight. Obviously, Chamblee not trying to go down easily.
Not going to go down without a fight, for
sure. Yeah, so just talk about how, you know, your girls battling through all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at this point in the season, every single game is going to be a battle. And we pretty much know that going forward, we are going to have to fight for every single ball. We have to go, you know, every 50-50, we got to be all in. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to carry this momentum forward and continue to do that.
All right. And biggest takeaway from you that kind of jumps out, now you guys have a couple days of practice and everything to get ready for your next matchup. But what kind of stood out to you the most that you can, you know, you kind of want the girls to work on as you get ready for the next
match? Yeah, I mean, I think just like, you know, we're going to focus on trying to keep possession so that we're not having to fight to win the 50-50s, you know. So we're gonna focus on that possession going forward and hopefully have that quality there. So maybe we won't have to battle quite as hard to win some of those loose balls. Yeah.
Awesome. So, well, Coach, congratulations. Awesome. Good luck down the stretch.
Okay, thank you so much. Awesome.
All right, and again, that was head coach of the McIntosh Chiefs girls soccer team, Casey Kreitner, as they picked up the 1-0 win over the defending champs. They're advancing on to the quarterfinals, and they will take on Loganville in the next round. And really a phenomenal matchup there. I've seen a lot of physical contests when it comes to girls soccer, but this one by far probably may have been one of the most physical ones I've seen to date. Neither team was trying to back down at all. And so hats off to Chamblee. Phenomenal past few seasons. As you heard Coach Kreitner say, they have been a powerhouse. And I'm sure they'll be right back with that. I want to say they were down a couple of key players as well yesterday. But I'm sure they'll be right back in the mix when it's all said and done, when the season kicks off next year. All right, that's going to do it for our look back and our shout outs and our PS, Prep Sports Nation rundown and all that good stuff. All right, when we come back, it's time to talk about these playoffs because they are in full effect. Every single spring sport is in postseason play. We'll run through some of the sports and some of the brackets, tell you who's moved on and who's going to be looking forward to moving on, all that good stuff. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
For real. Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on Twitter or X. However, it's still a back and forth with me on that. Anyway, I want to give a quick shout out to my guy, Phil Jones. He's listening all the way down in South Georgia via the Odyssey app. Phil Jones, appreciate you always checking in, and he does a great job covering high school sports down on the in South Georgia as well. Real quick, too, don't forget, tomorrow is the day our Falcons, along with the other 30 teams, will be picking their drafts for the season. And, of course, everybody wants to know what the Falcons are going to do at number 8, and, of course, they're on. And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio. So tomorrow night, make sure you join Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer for live coverage of round one from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then on Friday night, the Wait For Tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle will bring you live coverage of rounds two and three. Saturday, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan of the Morning Shift, they're going to hold it down. They'll be live for the final four rounds. Plus, we will have late night coverage Thursday and Friday, where we will take your calls through 2 a.m. So that's the 2024 NFL Draft live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. 404-726-0929. That is the number to give us a shout. Solomon Diamond Brothers text line as well. You can text us. But because this is our weekly look into the world of high school sports. And, of course, right now we are in the midst of the Georgia High School Association playoffs, spring sports playoffs. Pretty much, I think everybody is officially in postseason play, from golf, tennis, lacrosse, track, a lot of region tournaments, matches or races are taking place this week on that front. In fact, I'll be checking one out tomorrow and then one on Friday. A lot of track coverage because really haven't had a chance to check track out as much this year because unfortunately, but two of our sons run track and their meets are on Saturdays, which, you know, a lot of your big meets here in Georgia are also on Saturdays. And even with youth track and field, it's a long day. We're out there almost the same time frame as these high school meets. You know, we're out there 7:45, 8 a.m. till, you know, 4, sometimes 5 p.m., depending on, you know, the size of the meet. So haven't really been able to cover any of the bigger meets on Saturdays, but that is the good thing about when they host these, when they have their region meets, because in most cases, they're typically during the week, and so I'll be able to catch a couple of them. And then, you know, they'll start getting ready for sectionals, and, you know, everybody's rolling right now. So, and that includes baseball, tennis, as I mentioned, and I want to say tennis and soccer actually were the first two spring sports to kind of get things rolling. And so real quick, let's just kind of dive into what's already been happening because they are now heading into round three for some of those that already got that second round match in, which in most cases was on yesterday for a lot of teams. Between Monday, yesterday, there may be some. I know there were some today as well and whatnot. But Johns Creek is a team that and this is in Class 7A. They have been rolling, and I'm trying to see, did they go ahead and get their, where are they? Looks like, no, Johns Creek is 6A, I'm tripping. They and I'm talking, bringing them up because of all the teams, they are currently the one with the longest win streak for state titles. I want to say if they win this year, it will be 6 in a row for them. Phenomenal program over there. Well, they did pick up an opening round match win over River Ridge, where they won 3-0. Then today they knocked off Habersham Central 4-0. So looks like next up for them, this will be good. I'm going to have to make sure I try to get by this one next week. They will take on Lakeside DeKalb. Lakeside DeKalb has been having a phenomenal season. They're in that region with Marist, Riverwood, St. Pius in that region, and I can't remember who all is in that region. Very competitive region, but, yeah, looks like they picked up the win. So they will, yeah, that's going to be a good one. So Johns Creek, hats off to them because, again, looking for their 6th straight title. And just a few other teams that have moved on. Blessed Trinity will take on Dunwoody next week, as they both picked up wins. Riverwood knocking off Woodward Academy 4-1. How about that? And up next for them will be Lassiter. So, and then your final quarterfinals matchup, not set yet. Marist has punched their ticket, but they are awaiting the winner of Jackson County and Pope County. That's your 6A bracket. Real quick, in 7A, you've got North Gwinnett and Brookwood, a Gwinnett County battle that will take place in the quarterfinals. You've also got Lambert and Camden County, West Forsyth taking on Harrison, and then South Forsyth will take on Campbell. Campbell Sports, I want to give them a shout-out, man. They've really, you know, been finding their groove in a lot of sports, you know. So hats off to them and how the athletics program there has been turning things around. 5A, real quick, your quarterfinal matchups include Centennial. They'll take on Chamblee, and then Greater Atlanta Christian will take on Coffee. Cambridge will face McIntosh. Chattahoochee will take on Statesboro. Let's see here. What do we have? Westminster, this is 4A, and I'll find it here in a second. Westminster will take on Bainbridge. You've got North Oconee taking on Whitewater. You've also got Pace Academy. They'll take on Stars Mill. And then LaGrange will take on North Hall. And my computer locked up on me here. Let me see if I can get in here real quick. But on the Westminster tip, as far as their boys tennis team goes, I have a note on them because they are looking for a phenomenal record or, you know, total, I should say, in program wins. And it's north of, I think, 20, if I remember correctly. Let me get back in this computer real quick so that I can give you the exact, because I had that note down and I was just wowed by that. So where are we? Here we go. Let me see. I know I put it in there somewhere. Or you know what? I may be thinking about soccer with Westminster. I thought it was tennis. But all in all, I know they've done a phenomenal job. I was talking to Eric Slaughter over the weekend. I was on his show. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it is. Boys, Westminster going there, going for their fourth straight title and 24th title in program history. Wow. So, and they actually, to get there, they actually took on Lovett in a Buckhead battle installment. So, they actually had beat Lovett in the regular season 4-1. Looks like they beat them yesterday or today here. I'll tell you in a second. 3-0. So, how crazy is that? 20, and they have a couple of programs that are like 20-plus deep on state titles. So that's what you have kind of going on in tennis. And girls, 7A defending champs, the Walton Raiders, they have won a title every year except for in 2003, 2012, and 2019 since the 2001 season. So you do the math. A title in every year except for three since 2001. That's phenomenal. Like, that's just, you know, you gotta hats off to the coaches that and the athletic staff that's able to put, you know, these types of programs together. And of course, obviously, you know, no, you know, don't want to take anything away from the student athletes because they're the ones out there putting in the work. But I mean, just phenomenal. And let's see here. Did they get the win? It's not reported yet if they played today, but they were to take on South Forsyth. So it's not been reported yet if they got the win. But if they did, again, they'll be looking to run it back. And as I said, they've only lost three titles since, and what's that, 23 years since 2001? Is my math right on that, Sonny? That sound about right? Yeah. 23 years. That's crazy. That is phenomenal, man. Anyway, what else is going on? 6A Marist girls, they'll look for their fifth straight title. They opened up the playoffs with a 3-0 win over Veterans, and I can tell you real quick how they fared. And Marist girls, Marist in general has always had good tennis over there. In fact, it was Mr. Sam Crenshaw, our very own, who kind of put me on point with them. When I started covering tennis, and he was like, you know, that's one of the teams you want to, you know, kind of keep your eye out on as well because they always do phenomenal. It looks like Marist on have moved on. Yeah, they took care of business with South Effingham. They opened up actually with a 4-0 win over Veterans, and then knocked off South Effingham today. So now they'll get ready for Alpharetta. Alpharetta coming off a 3-0 win over Gainesville. So that's what's going on in the world of tennis. And then, as I mentioned, soccer also had those. Soccer and tennis were the two that kind of got things going in when it comes to the playoffs. And in 6A, I was telling the Slaughter over the weekend, Johns Creek was a team that's been had a phenomenal regular season, which they wrapped up at 17-0-1 with a few key region wins, including one over the defending champs, Lassiter. And then they kept the momentum going as they went into the playoffs, opened up with a 3-0 win over Rome. And then they had North Forsyth on deck. And I'll tell you right now how things went for them in that matchup, because that was actually on, that matchup was actually, I take that back. That actual matchup is actually scheduled for this Friday. Yeah, because tomorrow's the 25th. So that's who they have next. And real quick, North Atlanta also having a great season. They'll take on Grovetown. So your 6A, real quick, all their round of 16 matches, it looks like, are all going to be on Friday. Gainesville has River Ridge. South Effingham will take on Riverwood. Sprayberry has Habersham Central. Woodward taking on Marist. South Paulding takes on Lassiter. Again, Lassiter, your defending champs. And then Glenn Academy will take on St. Pius. Real quick, in 7A, you've got also taking play, or a lot of these matchups were today, but we're waiting to see what happened with South Gwinnett and Campbell. Lambert, big win over Walton. Walton has been having great seasons. Osborne took on Discovery. East Coweta took on Grayson. Kennesaw Mountain knocked off North Gwinnett 2-1. You're fine on that one. Colquitt County, shout out to Addison, the young man that plays for Pebble Brook. I ran into him. His brother and my 11-year-old play on the same youth soccer team, and he was telling me that they had to make the ride down to Colquitt County. Unfortunately, they didn't get the win. 1-0, your final in that one. Collins Hill, waiting to see what happens between them and Milton, and then Carrollton and Archer. One of those two will look to advance. Real quick, in 5A as well, because we got to catch a break here. Chapel Hill and Cass played Northgate and Tucker. We're looking for the winner on that one. Heritage out of Conyers taking on Chattahoochee. Harris County and Decatur. Clark Central and Dalton. McIntosh Boys taking on Cross Keys. Midtown Boys taking on Centennial. Eagles Landing taking on the Chamblee Boys. So that's some of your soccer and tennis playoff brackets. When we come back from the break, we'll get into some of the other spring sports that include lacrosse, baseball, and as I mentioned, a lot of the track region championships are taking place. So keep you up to date on all of that and more. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at VD Lewis. For real, at 92.9, social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X or Twitter, whichever you prefer to use. Sonny, rocking back with that, bumping back in with that Drake instrumental. The track is crazy. That's the one where he used the AI, Tupac, and Snoop, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, first of all, I like Drake. He's cool. I think he sings too much these days. I like the old rapping Drake. And that's the one thing about this little beef or whatever. I think it's cool because we're getting rapping Drake right now versus all that la-di-da singing Drake. I know he knows how to cater to his audience and he's doing what he's doing to get the bag, but, you know, I'm not checking for that. But when he's snapping on these battle songs or whatever raps, I dig it, but I ain't going to lie. I'm a K-Dot. I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. So hopefully K-Dot comes back with something. If he doesn't, it's cool. But I did think it was kind of weak that Drake used the AI, Tupac, and Snoop. I wasn't really feeling that. I thought that kind of took away from what the diss track could have really been. Like he said, to me, he said some pretty dope stuff in the diss, but adding the AI, Snoop, and Tupac, I was just like, well, first of all, why are you even adding the AI Snoop? Like, Snoop's alive.
That was my question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was weak. So, anyway, that's my 2 cents on some rap beefs. This is our weekly look into the world of high school sports here in Georgia. Of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it. And actually, you know what? There is one little national note when it comes to the world of track and field. There was a young lady out of California, and you know, I went to high school in California. I actually ran track at this high school, not for this high school, but we used to have meets here. Ventura High School, we used to run the Ventura Relays when I was in high school. In fact, that was when, and I'm dating myself, but was it my senior year or my junior year? I'm trying to remember. I think we're 2 years apart. But Marion Jones, if you remember, you remember Marion Jones, Sonny, the Olympian? She kind of got caught up on doping stuff and
oh yeah,
and all that. And she was UNC. She was a baller as well. But I think it was her sophomore year for sure. It was the first time I saw her run track live and in person. And she was special. Obviously, as we know, you know, she went on to have a great career, although tainted by all the doping situation, but Ventura High School. But anyway, young lady that runs for that school, Sadie Englehart, she just set a new national record in the mile of 4:29.86, beating the previous record held by Caitlin, Toohey? So wanted to give that national shout out. But again, we like to kind of keep things right here in our own backyard. And right now, man, we are like knee deep in the thick of spring sports as they are all in postseason play. So that's what tonight's show, as we're back live for the first time in weeks, man. It feels like it's probably been about a month, because I know I went on vacation, which was right at the end of March. So that last Wednesday in March was the last time I was actually live. So it's been a month. Vacation, and then Hawks had a couple Wednesday night games because they were on the West Coast. Then we carried the NCAA tournament on one of the Wednesdays. So everything's been podcast, and you can actually go back and listen to some of those podcasts. Again, download the Odyssey app, absolutely free, onto any of your smart devices. Go to Nights and Weekends, and you can find the Preps Sports Nation stuff there from the last, 2 weeks, because one of the weeks I think I did not do, because obviously we were on a cruise. I don't think I told you about that, Sonny. We actually went on a cruise. We went on Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, which is their newest and largest ship. This thing swallows, like, almost every cruise ship that, like, every time we were at a port and other ships, cruise ships reported by us, this thing literally almost swallowed every other single cruise ship. Like, it's phenomenal. Like, literally a city, a floating city. We just discovered there were a couple little areas of the ship that we did not get a chance to see that we didn't, you know, but for the most part, you know, because it was a 7-day cruise. So for, 7 days, that's a long enough time for you to, if you actually take the time to do it and walk the cruise ship and kind of go see different things, you can actually see the whole thing. So for the most part, we saw most of the major areas of the cruise ship. It was a large family trip. I think it was 19 of us, my wife said, was the total number. You know, we had parents, grandparents, cousins. My sister-in-law was there. We had our kids. So very large group, and some amazing stops. Where did we go? We went to, I'm drawing a blank just like that on the cruise, was just a few weeks ago. Obviously, Cozumel, which I'm pretty sure mostly a lot of you out there have been to Cozumel. But, what was the other stop in Mexico? Anyway, we had a stop in Honduras, and then they have their private island of Coco Cay that we stopped at. And I can't think of the other, I'm drawing a blank on the other stop in Mexico. It was, wherever it was my first time ever going there. So some pretty cool stops. But again, the ship itself, just amazing. And Royal Caribbean is like cranking out ships left and right. Like, I think they got another one coming out this year. Not sure of the size and the class. And then they got another one coming out next year. My wife is already like, oh, we're going to go on that one next year. And I'm just like, okay, just slow down, lady. Like, and I like cruises. My biggest drawback from cruises when we first started going on cruises, because I've only been going since my wife and I have been married. And I want to say our first one was around 2010, maybe, or my first one, I should say. And my biggest thing that I don't, to this point, it's still kind of one of the things I don't like, is you go to these places that you've never been to before, but your time is limited. You know, you usually port like 7, 8 a.m., something like that, and they allow you to get off the ship, but you got to be back on in most cases by like 4 or 5 p.m. at the latest, and then, you know, you're off back sailing and headed to the next spot. So that's kind of like the only thing I don't like about cruises is that you go to these places that you've never been before, and you just don't really have a lot of time to really venture and check a lot of stuff out. You kind of got to, with cruises, if you're going to get off the ship at some places, you got to know exactly what you're going to do. If you're going to do some excursions, you better already have it planned out, have already scheduled it, and it's best to do it through the cruise line. I mean, you can do some stuff locally, but, you know, they always recommend you do it through the cruise line. That way you know for sure they know when you got to be back on the ship, because the last thing you want to do is not be back for that all aboard, because it is very well known that cruise ships don't wait. If you're not on that ship when it's time for them to leave, you're left. And if you're trying to get back on, you're going to have to somehow find your way to the next destination while that ship is there so you can get back on. Otherwise, forget about it. So, great time. Didn't get a chance to talk to you about that. Have you ever cruised before?
I was on one of the Gilligan's Islands type, 3-hour type.
Okay. So not really, not a cruise ship.
It was a cruise ship, but for whatever reason, it was like they were running some kind of special. I don't know what the deal was, but it like left the coast of Florida and we were back in 3 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what? You just cruised and then just came back?
Pretty much, like I said, it was like the Gilligan's Island thing. Oh, look, there's an island with palm trees. All right, let's go back.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, definitely, if you get a chance, man, definitely try to get on one of these big boys and do you a five. I think 5 day is probably best. 3 day to me is way too short because typically 3 day they make 2 stops and again you're kind of right back. I think 5 day is probably the best. 7 day, depending on how many stops it has, can be long. Like, if it doesn't have a lot of stops, to be sailing for 7 days, you got to really like to be out in that open water to just be sailing for 7 days. But if it's got, like I said, we had 4 stops. So that was pretty cool because that means we only had 2 days at sea and whatnot. So was it two? Yeah, 2 days at sea.
So what was there to do on the
in between stops? There's all kinds of stuff on the ship. They have shows. I mean, you eat, they got restaurants galore on the ships. They've got, you know, the pools, obviously. They've got, this one had mini golf, basketball courts. I mean, there's all, everything. The weight room, I was telling Steak, the fitness center looked like a LA Fitness minus a basketball court and a swimming pool. Like, actually inside the fitness center. Like, yeah, they have swimming pools and courts, but they're not adjacent to the fitness center. They're somewhere totally different. So there's like, you can find stuff to do. Like, it's, trust me, it's a city. It's a floating city. You know, there, you're not going to be bored. And food is, you can find something to eat no matter what time it is on the ship.
Like, I'm still thinking
5, 6 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever time it is, you're going to find food on the ship.
I'm still thinking about you talking about the gym, and I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't feel comfortable with somebody spotting me and we're all water. I feel like
you don't feel it. That's the amazing part. I mean, sometimes you might feel a little sway, but you really don't notice it. I promise you, you don't. So it was all in all a good time. So really enjoyed it, and looking forward to the next one we do go on. I kid, but you know, about my wife messing with her about slow down. But no, I do enjoy them, and like I said, I do enjoy the stops. I just hate that we're not able to enjoy the stops for a longer length of time than you typically do. All right, real quick, because we only got a few more minutes before we wrap up the show. The hour really goes by fast. Want to continue with some more playoffs. Might not get to baseball, but we'll try. In fact, what I'll do is I'll just kind of run down what's going on in the bracket. So lacrosse also now underway. Second round action will kick off. They just got started this week, lacrosse did. Most teams kicked off either on Monday or yesterday. Yeah, today's Wednesday, yeah. So either Monday or Tuesday. So a lot of your second-round matchups have already been set up. Now, lacrosse is one of those sports where every member school does not have a team. So, and I don't know if every class of foods, and all, that's the other thing, they don't do a state title for each bracket. It's actually They only do a 1A through 4A bracket, then a 5A, 6A bracket, and then a 7A bracket. So real quick on the girls' side, you've got Walton and Mill Creek. They'll face off in the second round. Walton actually had her first round bye. Cherokee and Harrison will face off. Harrison had a first round bye. Marietta will take on Brookwood. Brookwood had the first round bye. North Gwinnett will take on Lambert. Lambert had the first round bye. North Gwinnett took down Decula to advance. Actually, Marietta had a bye as well. Cherokee took down McEachern to advance, and then Mill Creek took down Parkview to advance. West Forsyth took down Grayson to advance. They'll take on Hillgrove. Shouts out to the Hillgrove team. I've got a chance to see them early in the season. They have a really good program over there. North Paulding got a first-round bye. They're awaiting the winner of North Cobb and Carrollton. East Coweta took down Campbell, and they'll take on Buford, who had the first-round bye. And then Milton took down Duluth, and they'll take on Mountain View, who had the first-round bye. And that is your 7A bracket, and your 5A, 6A bracket. Looks like Greenbrier got through with a 10-4 win over Midtown. They're awaiting the winner of Centennial and Northgate. North Forsyth took down Pope. They'll take on Woodstock, who defeated Dunwoody. Shouts out to my Dunwoody family over there. Great team, great program over there as well. Blessed Trinity took down McIntosh. They'll take on Greater Atlanta Christian. Greater Atlanta Christian got past Lakeside Evans. Ironic that the boys and girls took on Lakeside Evans. Lassiter took down Lanier, and they'll take on Marist, who took down Etowah. Cambridge on the other side took down Union Grove. They'll take on Woodward, who advanced over Richmond Hill. Alpharetta knocking off Riverwood. They'll take on Creekwood, who knocked off North Atlanta. Roswell gets past Noonan. They'll face Decatur, who got past Evans. Allatoona getting past East Paulding to take on St. Pius, who took down Sequoia. That's your 5A, 6A. And then in your 1A through 4A, Savannah Christian getting past East Forsyth. They'll take on Westminster, who had a bye. Whitewater will take on Hebron Christian, took down Hebron Christian. They'll take on Lovett, who had the bye. Oconee County getting past Calvary Day. They'll take on Mount Pisgah. Took down Fayette County. They'll take on Mount Perrin. Real quick, let's give you some of the boys' action. Or no, you know what? I am tripping. That was boys. All those teams. Fellas, sorry. Didn't mean to disrespect you like that. That was all the boys. Real quick, on the girls' side, North Gwinnett. I was right. Am I tripping? I'm tripping. I did something wrong, y'all.
This is what happens when you take a vacation.
I know, right? here we go. So North Gwinnett will take on North Paulding. Phenomenal season for North Paulding. Let me tell you real quick. I actually saw them a few weeks ago, but where's my notes? Hurry up. North Paulding. All right, 18-0 was their finish for the regular season. 7-0 in region play. Third region title in a row. They got the opening round bye, as I mentioned. And now they'll take on, let me make sure I'm looking at this right again, because it looks like I put my notes wrong. Yeah, here we go. Let's switch and get to the right one, Day-Day. As I mentioned, they will take on, it should be the winner of North Cobb and, where are you, North Paulding. Yeah, North Cobb and Carrollton. So, sorry, looks like I'm not going to be able to get through everybody because we got to get out of here, man. Shouts out to all the Springs. I knew this was going to happen. See what happened? Too much time talking about that doggone cruise. See? Never get to do what I need to do long enough because of a cruise. Anyway, we'll keep you updated on what's going on in the world of high school sports here in Georgia. Of course, if it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it. Spring sports playoffs will continue, so we'll let you know who's doing what. By this time next week, we'll have some Final Four matchups set up and all that good stuff. So looking forward to it. This is Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis at the D Lewis for Real. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.